It is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Werpin. Judy, of course, has been the co-author of the Serotonin Powered Diet. Find out more information there, serotoninpowereddiet.com. Also, Simon Loses His Tummy, the Kindle edition. And her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still. And Judy joins us on a Thursday morning. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to both of you, and nice to hear your voices. I have to tell you before I start that I'm now playing midwife to a duck who has laid 8 eggs in one of my planters on my small balcony and just came in from feeding the duck. So.
Oh, wow. So you're not only are you going to have a duck, you're going to have a family?
Well, the duck, we live across the street from a park where there are a lot of ducks, and apparently this duck decided that she prefers the quiet of our very small balcony, and she found an empty planter, filled it with a little bit of dirt that she took from another planter that had a tiny bit of dirt in it, lined it with her down, and is sitting on 8 eggs. And there's fortunately a woman in the neighborhood who works for an organization that rescues wildlife, and she gave me some duck food, which I just fed the duck this morning. She actually ate it. It's in a bowl with water, and my neighbors have been very helpful, and they sort of donated some sort of about 4 feet high plants to put around the feeder, around the planter, so she's concealed. Apparently the incubation period is 28 days. Don't know how long she's been there because we were away. We just got back on Sunday. I will keep you posted.
All I can say is you can't have a quack at your house. I'm sorry, you're a doctor.
He was waiting for that.
You're the first one to come up with that, but I love it.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, but the funny thing is, so Jill, I'm really talking about the other end of the life cycle for a woman, which is menopause, when you know she no longer is producing her own eggs, and you know her estrogen levels really reduced almost, you know, to barely measurable over a period of usually sometimes 10 years. Menopause often starts in a period called perimenopause, and women as young as in their 30s can experience this, but it's typically perceived toward the end of the 40s and the average age in which the actual menopause occurs, which is apparently when the last egg is produced by the ovaries. I think there's no signal saying, ta-da, you know, it's happening. But anyway, when the last egg is produced, that is menopause. But the period leading up to that is called perimenopause. And then after the last egg is produced, one goes into what's called postmenopause. These fancy names really don't describe what's happening to the woman, however. And the point of what I wanted to say in the article I sent you and talk about today is that, you know, according to some articles written fairly recently by female physicians, one that appeared in the Harvard Medical School magazine, stated that despite the fact that we've known that menopause has existed as long as women, there really hasn't been the attention by the medical establishment on the range of behavioral, emotional, physical problems that are associated with this. I mean, the physical problems are fatigue and sometimes weight gain. The behavioral problems are often cognitive changes. Women say that their memory begins to erode a little bit. They can't really remember things very well. They seem to be developing short-term memory loss. They have problems processing information. They are confused, and there are also a range of emotional changes that sort of mimic PMS. You know, so there's anger, irritability is apparently one of the most prominent symptoms, mood changes, depression, anxiety, stress, you name it. Any kind of, you know, behavior that women who suffered from PMS experience, they may tend to suffer during the perimenopausal period and even after that, except that, you know, for PMS it lasts a couple of days every month, but for women who are experiencing the menopausal symptoms, it can last sometimes for a couple of years. And the final piece of this rather unpleasant puzzle picture is hot flashes and sleep disruption. And that is a major, major problem. You know, women are suffering from, you know, the hot flashes that can occur day and evening, but oftentimes women are waking up several times at night feeling as if, you know, they're going to explode from heat, and then they're sweating, terribly hot, and then that's followed by feeling very chilly, and the whole thing is totally disruptive in terms of your sleep. And the disruption of sleep really can cause things like fatigue the next day, no desire to exercise because you're so tired, and also overeating, because many people, whether menopausal or not, tend to overeat when they're feeling really tired. You know, oh, if I eat this, maybe I'll get more energy. And so the whole thing is sort of this perfect storm for weight gain. I mean, it's not, I said, a period that one particularly looks forward to. And one of the problems is that the recommendations in the past that one takes hormone replacement therapy has been associated with a lot of controversies over whether it really is safe or not to do so. So well, there you have it.
There you have it. Well, and then you have the ducks. I have just been thinking, which you know is a very dangerous thing, but I believe that you probably have a more receptive audience at this point than any time recently for the basics of serotonin, creating serotonin, and improving mood naturally thereby.
I think you're right. And it makes more sense to do it naturally than any other way, obviously.
And I think that this is, you know, because there's been so much information that needs to be synthesized about this, the pandemic and the virus and the vaccine and the this and the that and the other, is that I think that you now essentially have an incredibly captive, our favorite type, a captive audience that, you know, could probably put together some very simple equations that are research tested and true and haven't been run through the distortometer of various people profiting off the information, she said diplomatically.
You're right, Jill. One of the things that I came across is that, you know, the research suggests that because there is very low estrogen in your body when you go through the perimenopause, due to the fact that your ovaries are basically shutting down, that has an effect on the level of serotonin in your brain, or the activity of serotonin in your brain. This also may explain why women going through menopause, as well as when they went through PMS, which the same thing happens, but only for a couple of days, they're craving carbohydrates. Because when they crave for the carbohydrates, they eat the carbohydrates, they're making more serotonin, which is low because the estrogen is low, and they're feeling better. And by the way, they may eat less. And you're absolutely, instead of looking for all sorts of fancy remedies, you know, herbs or drugs or what have you, all they really have to do is allow themselves to eat the carbohydrate that their brain is demanding that they eat. And I think you're right. I think people should be looking for the natural solutions that nature gave us, because, you know, making more serotonin means that you have a more relaxed brain. You know, you're less stressed, you're less anxious, you're less depressed, you're less obsessed. You may not sleep better, but at least you may be dealing more easily with the effects of the hot flashes and the fatigue that comes with it. But you have to be aware of the fact that the carbohydrates you eat should not be the kind that are going to tempt your taste buds, you know, like, you know, chocolate chip cookies or ice cream or chocolate, but those that are going to nourish you, like healthy starches, potatoes, pasta, rice, you know, squash, that sort of thing. They don't have to be eaten in large quantities. And I think if we all can get that message across, be natural in the remedies, it's really going to help. You know, maybe people really will be feeling better, even when they're menopausal.
Exactly. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman.
Okay, and wish us, I will give you
good,
keep you updated on the fate of the eggs.
Bye-bye.
Judy Wortman and Food for Mood. You can find Judy on our website, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, click on Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wortman.